Well, on this Friday morning, we thank you for tuning in for our every other Friday feature with our friends from the Ennis Regional Medical Center. And we're happy to have with us Terry Barton, Director of Strategic Marketing for ERMC, and also to have with us Coach Eric Ryder from the Ennis Independent School District. We're going to talk about something that happens annually in Ennis, and that's the free sports physicals provided to Ennis ISD athletes, grade 7 through 12. And Terry, this has been going on for quite some time, hasn't it?
It has. It's been going on for many years, but it's been happening at Ennis Regional Medical Center for at least the last 8. And I've been working with Ennis ISD for the last 7 of those 8 years. And we are very happy to be able to provide this service for our junior high and senior high athletes in Ennis. It's a great collaboration with Ennis ISD, and of course, we want to keep that going.
Well, we want to talk with Coach Ryder because he does coordinate the coaches' involvement in getting the athletes to the physicals. And Coach, I guess one thing people should know is, I mean, that's a requirement for kids who want to participate in the extracurricular athletic events, right?
Yes, sir. The UIL requires athletes to have physicals. In some cases, it's every year. In our case, we do it every other year. So it's incoming 7th graders, 9th graders, and 11th graders.
All right. So not just the high school kids, but the junior high kids are required as well if they're going to participate.
Yes, sir.
All right. And how long have, to your knowledge, because you've been in the district for a long time, but this has been a long-term relationship between Ennis Independent School District and Ennis Regional Medical Center.
Yes, sir. Like Ms. Barton was saying, the hospital has been involved for at least 8 years. When I was at Ennis from 95 to 2003, we did it at different clinics throughout the town and the medical community. All the doctors, led by Dr. Jinks, had a big hand in helping coordinate this for us.
And who's able to take part in the free physicals? I mean, is it any type of athletic event? If a student's going to participate, are they the ones that have to be able to get the, I mean, obviously they have to get a physical. I guess if they chose to get it on their own, they could. But if they're an Ennis Independent School District student, they're eligible then?
Yes, sir. They're eligible. Like I said, 7th, 9th, and 11th graders incoming are all eligible for any sports or activities involved at Ennis High School or Junior High.
And how many students do you generally expect to see when you guys do that? Do you?
Well, I tell you, it varies from year to year. We've had as many as, 400 students come out to as few as 200 students come out. So we're hoping to hit that 400 number again this year.
Terry, talk a little bit about Ennis Regional Medical Center, and it's just one of the great ways that you guys are always involved in the community, but talk about the importance of the relationship between the Ennis ISD and ERMC.
Well, what Ennis Regional Medical Center is able to provide are physicians and mid-levels who actually provide the physicals, the free physicals. They are very generous in giving their time and their expertise, and we're very appreciative of all that they can do. So from Ennis Regional's perspective, we manage all of those doctors for the evening. We know how many it takes to get these students through and make sure that they have a complete physical. And of course, we're one of the largest employers in Ennis, as is Ennis ISD. So we feel like that collaboration is just a natural fit, and certainly want to keep it going.
About how many physicians do you know right off of that will participate in the program?
Well, we have several who champion every year. Dr. John Sullivan, Dr. Jinks, of course, is probably our biggest champion, and his mid-levels. And then we have other mid-levels and doctors from the community that come in as well. So we know that if we have 5 physicians and mid-levels there each night, because these physicals take place over a 2-night period, mm-hmm. boys on Monday, girls on Tuesday, we know that 5 physicians on hand, we can do a great job in getting these students in and out within a 2-2.5 hour period.
Coach Ryder, talk about, since you mentioned it being over 2 nights, let's talk about getting to the specifics. First off, the dates that this is going to be occurring.
Well, like Ms. Barton said, Monday, May 14th is going to be for boys, and then Tuesday, May 15th is going to be for the girls.
What is the procedure for the kids or the parents of the kids who want to get these free physicals? What do they need to do in order to be to just show up? Do they need to bring proof of residency? Or
no, so they just need to bring their – they can get a physical form from our website, print it off, make sure they fill out the medical history part of it. Then we have signs outside, and we have coaches that kind of help direct from station to station. That way we can get that the physicals run as quick and smooth as possible.
And let's talk about the overall – program's mission, and I'm guessing it's the safety of the kids, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We want to try to find if there's any kind of medical reason that they may not be able to participate. If there is, then we want to try to find a specialist for those kids. If not, we want to make sure that they are, you know, healthy to participate without any kind of medical issues.
How about contact information if somebody has more questions? Terry, do you, or Coach Ryder, who wants to tell us how they can get more information?
They can call our physician referral and service line at 1-855-875-ERMC, which is 3762. And they can also go, I think, to the nslions.org website to look for the paperwork that's needed as well. So they have two opportunities there. We do want to say that, you know, we really do appreciate all of the physicians, the coaches, and the employees, because it takes probably 20 volunteers that night, in addition to the physicians, to come out and help to get this done for our community.
Well, like so much of what you guys do at ERMC, collaborative effort and working in the community. And I know we've talked about what a big deal that is for your organization. One of the reasons why you're one of the top notch facilities, award winning facilities too, is just because of the type of things you do, just like that.
We do. And I have to say, this is probably one of the most fun things that I get to do as the marketing director. And strangely enough, my son, for the first time, will actually get to take part in these physicals. He's turning, you know, he's going into seventh grade.
Which is hard to believe.
I know. So we're very excited about that.
Who ever thought we'd see Jack become a junior hire? So that's good. Coach Ryder, the school district, of course, with all the athletes and the success of all the programs there too, I know it's a big deal to have a friend like ERMC helping out in this effort.
Oh, absolutely. It's great to have Ms. Barton and all those physicians to lean on anytime we need something.
If somebody need more information from the school district side, again, she mentioned a website they can go to.
Yes, sir. They can go to the nslions.org website. They can also go to just the general Ennis website. We will have the flyer up there. They can also call the high school at 972-872-3500, or they can call me at extension 7373.
Important to get those forms too. I'm guessing that if they don't have the forms, that they won't be allowed to have the physical, right?
Well, if they have a problem downloading the form, then if they'll get there a little bit early, I'll have someone stationed outside with extra forms. That way, forms will not be a problem.
Oh, good. So, because we know that can be an issue for some folks.
Yes, sir.
So, if you don't have a way to download those forms, just get there a little bit early, maybe, and that way you can get a form and get it filled out, and then go ahead and get that physical with that event coming up. I guess it's the first of next week, right? So, very good. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Coach, for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And always good to see you, Miss Terry. Thank you for being here.
Good to see you, too.
And we always encourage folks to join us every other Friday here on 1390 KBEC, our show that is brought to you by Ennis Regional Medical Center and all the outstanding work they're doing in Ellis County. It's always a pleasure to be a part of getting the good word out about that. Stay tuned. We've got our flea market show coming up next.